Mitigating COVID-19 outbreaks on campuses is crucial. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Leo Rennert, Assistant Professor and Biostatistician at Clemson University, examines one way to do so.
As founding member of our university's public health strategy team, I have been applying my research expertise to develop and implement public health interventions to mitigate SARS-CoV-2 spread on university campuses. Due to the exponential growth of disease spread, the key to successful mitigation begins with preventing infectious individuals from arriving to campus and implementing rigorous testing and preventative measures throughout the semester. At the onset of fall 2020, my team created a novel testing strategy to detect and contain COVID-19 outbreaks. We coined the strategy Surveillance-Based Informative Testing, abbreviated as SBIT. This involved random surveillance testing to monitor COVID-19 prevalence in residence hall buildings, and upon detection of an outbreak, allocating a portion of available tests the following day to the entire building where the outbreak occurred. Targeted testing of these hotspots was twice as likely to detect positive cases compared to random testing, and significantly drove down disease prevalence over a 2-week implementation period. We followed up with weekly testing for all on-campus students, further reducing prevalence and preventing outbreaks for the remainder of the semester. While weekly testing is considered the gold standard, many institutions lack the necessary infrastructure for implementation. Most institutions provided only voluntary testing, leaving many COVID-19 cases undetected and leading to large outbreaks on campus and in local communities. My post-hoc modeling study found that this strategy would have led to a 154% increase in COVID-19 cases compared to our SBIT strategy. Therefore, if institutions do not have the infrastructure for weekly testing, SBIT is a viable and effective intervention for disease mitigation that can prevent hundreds to thousands of infections.
That was Leo Rennert of Clemson University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.